You're listening to the Body Pros coverage of the 49th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy, also known as ICAC 2009. The conference took place in San Francisco, California, from September 12th to September 15th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Hi, my name is Nick Funderburg, and I work with Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. And my poster is The Differential Effects of Maraviroc and Efavirenz on Markers of Immune Activation and Inflammation and their Association with CD4 Cell Rises. So it's a sub-analysis of the MERIT study. So basically, as has been previously shown, Maraviroc seems to increase numbers of CD4 cells from baseline better than Efavirenz. So we wanted to know if that was due to changes in immune activation and inflammation. And we looked at a number of different markers, CD38 expression on T cells, CRP, D-dimers, IL-6. D-dimers and IL-6 have been shown to be important in the SMART study for all-cause mortality in HIV-infected patients. We also looked at TNF receptor 1 and 2 and neopterin.
And these are all known things to look at.
Right, yeah. They're all known markers of immune activation and inflammation. And what we found, basically, was that patients that were given Maraviroc had earlier decreases in levels of CD38 expression on CD4 cells and levels of D-dimers, basically superimposable decreases in the levels of CD38 on CD8 cells and TNF receptor 1, 2, and neopterin. Basically, we also saw that patients that were given Maraviroc had steady levels of CRP, where patients that were given Efavirenz had slight increases. The IL-6 levels were actually decreased a little more quickly with Efavirenz than Maraviroc. And then we tried to correlate some of these markers of immune activation with the increases seen in CD4 level, and we found that there were significant correlations with the levels of CD38 on the T cells and increases in CD4 cells, but we didn't find a significant correlation with levels of IL-6, D-dimers, or CRP. So I think there are some trends to suggest that Maraviroc is decreasing levels of immune activation maybe a little bit earlier than Efavirenz, and this may be playing a role in the increases in CD4 cell levels that you can measure. But there's also a possibility that by blocking CCR5 with Maraviroc, you may be promoting different migration patterns of the cells. So basically, you may be able to measure more cells in the blood because they're not migrating to the peripheral tissue. So I think some more work needs to be done to sort those two hypotheses out. But there's definitely some trends towards Maraviroc having an effect on inflammatory markers.
What I thought was interesting here is sort of confirms what the SMART study says about all these markers. And it has other studies been using this kind of, like, showing the decrease in these kind of markers once therapy has started?
I'm not really sure if there have been any recent publications. I mean, the SMART study came out about a year or so ago, looking at D-dimers and IL-6 and finding that there were definitely correlations with adverse events. And I think there's probably going to be a lot of interest in comparing different drug regimens to see if IL-6 and D-dimer levels can be modulated by different different treatments.
Yeah, is this considered a significantly different decrease in D-dimer concentration using Maraviroc?
So no, it's not necessarily significantly different in the Maraviroc arm and the Efavirenz arm, but it does seem to be earlier with Maraviroc than it does with Efavirenz, and then at week 48 you end up at basically the same place. So right now it's hard to say if decreasing D-dimer levels earlier is really having a significant clinical outcome. But I would think that, you know, anytime you can decrease inflammatory markers or clotting markers like D-dimers, it's probably a good thing to do it early rather than late. So
we're talking about at 12 weeks.
Yeah, at 12 weeks you can see a pretty nice decrease in the levels in the Maraviroc arm versus the Efavirenz arm.
Uh-huh. What's the most frequently asked question on your poster when people come walking by?
I guess they want to know what the real conclusions are. Can you say that Maraviroc is blocking immune activation better than Efavirenz? Is that the cause of the increase in the CD4 cells? And I think right now there's some suggestion that could be occurring, but we can't say for sure whether that's the real reason or not.
Just intriguing data right now.
Yep, intriguing data. More questions, I guess, now than answers, but that's always exciting.
Okay, well, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice. should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thanks for listening to the Body Pro's coverage of ICAC 2009. For more podcasts from this conference, as well as additional articles, interviews, and highlights, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2009.